This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Atlas 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. People are slipping and sliding all over the place this morning. If you don't have to go to work, don't go.
Yeah,
don't go.
Stay at home.
Nasty.
No kidding.
And a lot of schools starting late this morning, especially if you're south or west of town. I know that our school for Frog has pushed it back to 9 o'clock.
This is so funny because last night we were in the friend group, blah, 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 and they got the announcement, right, that all of a sudden Douglas County is monitoring this situation. And so I sent it to my son who's in college. I go, do you remember this PTSD? Because there was nothing worse than not getting an official call,
right?
But instead them telling us that they were monitoring.
You know, I get what you're saying, because last night went to bed and it was snowing pretty good. We didn't get anything last night, but I didn't really expect it. But I certainly thought by the time I get up this morning, there would be something, right, with the school. We didn't get it until like 6:30 today.
But it became this word that it was hated among all Douglas County kids, the word monitoring, because it meant really like the lady that has to drive around. And then I didn't know this because I thought it was just our school. There was always a rumor about our school that the lady for Douglas County, the superintendent, that she actually lived in Florida, and so there was no way she would know how the snow is here. Well, then I posted that, and I guess it also was a rumor in Cherry Creek at their schools. They thought their superintendent lived in Florida.
Yeah. Did you ever? There was a rumor at our school too. Yeah, that the guy lived in Texas, and he had no idea what was going on in Colorado. And you would just be like, "Oh yeah, it looks fine. You should be okay."
And forever, I literally believed that our superintendent lived in Florida. I never knew that this was just a rumor at all these schools. And then some schools, when I posted, they said they had rumors that their superintendent moved from Alaska, so this was going to be no problem at all, that they always go to school because it's
those are great rumors.
I know, aren't they
funny? Yeah.
So I also learned that I am probably the worst mom of all time, because apparently there are rituals that people do for their kids that they do to try to get the a snow day. And I never, ever, ever did any of these rituals.
I've never heard of this.
It's crazy. Okay, so one of them is, so here's what my girlfriends wrote. They said, I said, this is why monitoring always makes my kid have PTSD. And then my girlfriend said, I know, would they just call it so I don't have to get up at 5 a.m. and check it? And then it says, well, don't forget, you guys, freeze a spoon and put it under your pillow at bedtime. And when your kid wakes up, it's magically a snow day.
What?
I've never heard this in my life.
Never heard this in my life.
And I put it on Facebook to a test.
Yeah.
Half of them had heard of it and half of them had not.
Now, is this just a Colorado or a snow area like, in the mountains or something ritual?
And then Kylie added, and don't forget, you're supposed to sleep with your pajamas inside out. My kid did all these things.
What?
Kylie's kids, and her kids are my kid's age. We never did it.
Rituals for snow days.
Yeah. And then there's another one where you put 3 ice cubes into the toilet and you flush it.
Who came up with all these?
I don't know, but I mean,
where'd you get them from?
I got them from my friends in the friend group.
Oh,
yeah,
they started writing back to what they did.
Yeah, and then I put it on Facebook on the Facebook post, and I said, "Oh my god, I'm the worst mom because we didn't do pajamas backwards. We didn't freeze a spoon, put it under our pillow. We never put 3 ice cubes in the toilet and flushed it. We never did any of that crap." But then I would tell you that half of the people are doing it. They did it last night.
I had 3 boys go through the school system here, and I've never heard of any of this stuff.
Well, I know, people made me feel better. They're like, "Don't worry, Jamie. I didn't know about it either." And then my kid, I text him. I go, "Hey, did we ever? We never did anything like that." And he goes, "I did it at Dad's house." Oh. Shut up!
Oh. I did it at dad.
Sure you did. He goes, Mom, really? We did do it at dad's house. He goes, I always froze a spoon and put it under my pillow to get a snow day. Isn't that crazy?
It is wild.
Yeah, and all my...
Well, the inside out pajamas. What was the other one?
And then three ice
cubes. Oh, the ice cubes. Flushing those. That's wacky.
Yeah, right?
It's like, what are you doing, son? If I walked in and one of my kids was flushing ice cubes, I'd be like, what the hell are you doing? I'm trying to get out of school, Dad.
It's a thing.
What? What? My head would explode. It would. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show. I don't think you have to flush anything this morning because it looks pretty nasty out there for school.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.